AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Central Command's again conducting strikes on Iran, aiming to degrade military capabilities used to attack commercial shipping. Three U.S. soldiers in the region have been killed since Friday, and Hai Panjwani reports President Trump's warning Iran will pay for American casualties.
Iran responded by launching an attack targeting Bahrain, the home of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. Secretary of State Marco Rubio:
"We're going to continue to respond if the door opens to diplomacy, if the guys that want to do something productive for Iran win and take control of that system or take control of the negotiations, that'll be a very positive development. That's not where we are tonight, unfortunately."
Shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz has also largely stalled. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Oil prices continue upward, Brent crude settling above $89 per barrel. Meanwhile, U.S. gasoline prices are again averaging $4 per gallon nationwide. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, though AI shares held steadier. The Nasdaq lost less than a tenth of a percent, the S&P about two-tenths. The Dow fell 307 points or six-tenths. And in Mississippi:
"At a service for Nolan Wells, his parents Christine and Elmore Wansley described the Mississippi teenager as a gentle soul and a gifted athlete.
In a world that can often feel dark, be like Nolan. Be the light that brightens the lives of those around you.
I nicknamed you Mr. Cool Hands because it seemed like you was catching a touchdown every game."
Wells, who was black, was found dead off of Barrier Island 2 days after a July 4th boat trip with a group of white friends from high school.
"Let every stone be rolled back."
Delivering the eulogy, the Reverend Al Sharpton offered a reward and called for a transparent investigation.
"There's just too many unanswered questions."
Attorney Ben Crump spoke at a news conference afterwards.
"Everybody should want the same thing, the truth."
Audio courtesy the Reverend Al Sharpton, National Action Network. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Britain has a new prime minister. Jill Lawless reports from outside 10 Downing Street.
Andy Burnham says he has a 10-year plan for Britain, and he will lay out more details starting on Tuesday.
"But I can do something to give people some breathing space now, some help with the cost of living."
For now, he's inside 10 Downing Street, carrying out the all-important work of appointing a cabinet. He'll also be making calls to foreign leaders. He said he will start with U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Burnham takes office carrying huge support from the governing Labour Party and huge expectations, and the stakes are extremely high. He said in his speech here today that he is acutely aware that he's the UK's seventh prime minister in a decade, and that after 10 turbulent years, Britain's political system cannot afford for the merry-go-round of leaders to continue.
The AP's Jill Lawless reporting from London. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.